Welcome to Startup Gems, where we find undiscovered startup growth hacks, stories, and case studies from every random nook and cranny of the internet. Whether you're a seasoned entrepreneur, an aspiring startup expert, or simply someone seeking inspiration, Startup Gems is your source for the stories that ignite the flames of innovation. I'm your host, Chris Kerner, and today we have something incredibly special lined up for you. We're delving into the inspiring story of Tom, the mastermind behind Fame, a wildly successful podcast growth agency. In this episode, we'll uncover the key principles that propelled Tom's business to extraordinary heights. We'll explore how Tom identified and served an underserved niche, transforming his insights into a thriving business, discover the power of leveraging existing relationships and expertise, turning past connections into valuable opportunities, and most importantly, we'll unravel the secrets behind refining processes and delegating tasks, strategies that enabled Fame to scale and succeed. As I mentioned, today I'm sharing with you the story of Tom, a 34-year-old entrepreneur from London, England, who has managed to build a thriving business in an unexpected niche. Tom is the mastermind behind Fame, a podcast growth agency that specializes in starting and growing highly profitable podcasts. What's impressive is that this business, now earning a whopping 200 grand per month, is entirely bootstrapped. Fame's success story begins with Tom's background as the head of marketing at Ebsta, a B2B software as a service company in the sales space. One day while working at Ebsta, Tom identified a new customer persona, sales ops professionals. To reach this audience, he started the Sales Ops Demystified podcast. The podcast initially gained traction as their ideal customers willingly came to the office for interviews, a refreshing change from ignored cold emails. As the content was published on their blog and shared on social media, organic traffic started flowing in. But the turning point came when the VP of sales operations from a well-known B2B software as a service company appeared on the show. After a compelling interview, this VP not only engaged with Fame on LinkedIn, but eventually purchased Ebsta's sales software for their entire sales team. This move resulted in a remarkable between 9 and 10 ROI, showcasing the power of podcasting and B2B marketing. Eager to share this success, Tom left Ebsta and turned them into Fame's first client. Today, with over 200 episodes, Sales Ops Demystified stands as the most downloaded podcast in the sales and revenue operations niche, providing substantial ROI for Ebsta through SEO value, social engagement, and customer relationships fostered through guest interactions. Tom and his team have refined this podcasting process, making incremental improvements each month, and extended their services to 80 other B2B businesses. Their approach is straightforward. Identify an underserved sub-niche within the market, become the top podcast in that sub-niche within 6 months, and reap the rewards from SEO, social exposure, and guest relationships. Fame's client list includes prominent names like IDEO, Workday, HiRadius, and many others. Their initial clients came from Tom's previous employer, a hack he recommends. Excel at something in your job, package it, and offer it back to your employer as a freelancer. From there, replicate the model with other companies. In terms of marketing strategies, Fame relies on organic Google traffic, word-of-mouth referrals, organic LinkedIn presence, especially Tom's profile, and his podcast, Confessions of a B2B Marketer. Running a business like Fame isn't without its challenges, but Tom's key insight is understanding the value of processes. While creating processes might require experienced and expensive individuals, once established, they can be handed over to capable implementers, saving costs, and allowing for scalability. Currently, Fame operates on a subscription-based model, charging clients between 2 to 5 grand, based on the podcast's frequency and scope. With their efficient processes and excellent service, the business now boasts a monthly recurring revenue of over 200 grand. As for Tom, his typical day involves managing clients, overseeing his team, creating content for LinkedIn and his podcast, and refining their processes. His goal? To eventually step back from day-to-day operations and focus on high-leverage tasks like process innovation and talent development. For aspiring entrepreneurs, Tom's advice is practical. Get a job, excel at it, offer your skills as a freelancer, deliver outstanding results, and then start selling your expertise to companies. It's a journey that worked wonders for Tom and Fame, proving that with dedication expertise, and a strategic approach, anyone can turn their passion into a successful business. Let's dive into the principles that fueled Tom's success and explore how you can apply them in your own ventures. Principle 1, identify and serve an underserved niche. The first key principle we've extracted from Tom's story is the art of identifying and serving an underserved niche. Tom's success began by recognizing a gap in the market, sales ops professionals hungry for insightful content. By addressing this need, Fame not only created a loyal audience, but also attracted clients eager to tap into this specific demographic. Take a close look at your industry. Identify a segment that's often overlooked or underserved. Dive deep into their needs and preferences. Craft your products or services around this niche, tailoring your marketing efforts to speak directly to them. By becoming an expert in a specialized area, you can attract a dedicated customer base hungry for your unique offerings. Principle 2, leverage existing relationships and expertise. Another pivotal principle Tom utilized was leveraging existing relationships and expertise. Starting with his former employer, he transformed his skills into a freelance opportunity, establishing trust and delivering exceptional results. This initial success not only provided a strong case study, but also opened doors to new clients. How you can apply this? Look around your professional network. Identify individuals or companies you've worked with in the past who might benefit from your services or products. Reach out to them, showcasing your expertise and demonstrating the value you can provide. Utilize your existing relationships as a foundation, allowing your reputation and past collaborations to serve as a testament to your capabilities. These connections can become your first clients or advocates, helping you establish credibility in your industry. Principle 3, continuously refine processes and delegate. The third principle we've learned from Tom's journey is the importance of continuously refining processes and delegating tasks. Tom understood the value of creating efficient, replicable systems. By investing time upfront to develop these processes, he empowered his team to implement them effectively, ensuring consistency and high-quality service for every client. Evaluate your business operations critically. Identify repetitive tasks, sales processes, or marketing strategies that can be systematized. Develop clear step-by-step processes for these tasks. Once established, delegate these processes to capable team members or freelancers, freeing up your time to focus on strategic initiatives. By refining and delegating tasks, you not only streamline your operations, but also create room for innovation and business growth. So there you have it, listeners. The principles of identifying an underserved niche, leveraging existing relationships and expertise, and continuously refining processes and delegating tasks were instrumental in Fame's remarkable success. Remember, these principles are not just for podcasting businesses. They can be applied across various industries. By incorporating these strategies into your business model, you'll be on the path to sustainable growth and long-term success. Thank you for being part of today's adventure through the world of startups and innovation. Did this episode ignite any fresh perspectives or ideas? Share your reflections and favorite takeaways in a review wherever you're listening now. Remember to stay curious, continue to forge your own path, and subscribe and follow Startup Gems to be the first to access stories that will fan the flames of your entrepreneurial passion.